Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So these chicks are influencers, and they're twins from Jacksonville, Florida. Look them up. They're
I
very
saw
hot.
This story this morning.
And they are so alike. They look so alike. They even their voices are the same. They say their husbands, they could fool their husbands. Now, they could swap and not tell their husbands.
They could.
If they want something different.
What's their name? There's a horrible story about some twins from Jacksonville that pops up.
Their name
what is that story?
Stephanie Buckman and Sammy Nowakowski.
Yeah. They're two blondes.
Jacksonville.
They met their husband on the same day. They got pregnant the same day. That must have been a swap. And they must have been in the same room.
Yeah, that other story is like some twins that didn't make it.
No. These chicks are hot. And there's some influencers.
And they said
their husbands can't even pick up a part because they have the same sounding voice. I mean, completely sounding voice.
They're not kids either. They're 30.
No. There's got to be some distinguishing thing on their body, though.
One's just queefing constantly.
Yeah, that could be it.
But they also do that twin thing where they constantly dress alike. They drive the same car. They're buying.
No, but the husbands can't. She said they could fool the husbands if they wanted to.
It says here the husbands
want
were
that? Like,
what we're going to need.
That's not really even strange.
We're going
to
need this.
That's where I'm leading to, Nick. Thank you, because I'm sure you were thinking that too. Is it strange?
Technically, yes, but it wouldn't seem like it. If you can't tell the difference.
Maybe the one sister does something that the other sister doesn't do.
Yeah, if she won't do what her sister will, exactly.
Get up.
We all know that.
I can't believe I teed that up for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
If we wanted to truly.
Oh, one might move her hips a little different. You're right.
We would have to see them both naked.
Right.
See if they have any identifying marks.
No, you have to have sex with both of them to find out
they
feel the same. Right.
Yeah, I don't see any naked photos on their Instagram page.
Damn it. They're influencers, man.
Yes. On Instagram, they are Tox Twins, TOXTWINS. And they have almost 100,000 followers for some reason.
I still think
161,000 on TikTok.
Nick, if you knew it was the other one, yes, in a guy's mind would be, it's the other one.
Yeah,
you think
if you
that's
knew.
Cool. Because guys, we're such pigs. We're such pigs in a way that you're thinking, yeah. I know they look exactly alike, but she's somebody different. You know what I mean? And also, it's a girl that's been around you a lot. So you probably look at her going, eh.
Their husbands don't look alike. I don't know
they
why
don't
I was
at all?
Expecting
okay.
them to.
All right. Yeah. There have been some twins that marry twins, and that's just creepy.
Yeah.
They're having identical houses built next door to each other with the exact same floor plan and layout and connected backyards so the dogs can play.
They should put in a lazy river.
Oh, God, this sounds like Big Love.
It does. Yeah. It does.
That sounds like a polyamory situation there.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Yeah, people jump. You'll see family members live close to each other.
And remember what we learned, though. If you're twins and you sleep with the other person's partner, that's called rape.
But those guys aren't
they don't know.
But they wouldn't cry that.
No, the dudes wouldn't cry that.
The dudes wouldn't care.
No,
guess what? Last night,
Like if the woman, instigated. That's sexual trickery.
No, I'm pretty sure if you sleep with someone.
She was impersonating her sister.
It's called sexual trickery, right?
Banged to her sister's husband.
That, you're thinking about the Chell joke, by
yeah,
the way.
That,
yeah,
that's sexual,
it's sexual trickery. Is the actual charge.
I don't know if that's a charge in most states, but I've read it any number of times.
Dude, I hear sexual trickery. I think about like the guys that can make their dog and balls look like a hamburger and stuff. That's different.
I've never.
How'd you get the beans above the Frank? That.
That's a story your dad told you,
yeah,
right? Okay. I know what you mean. You think you do something with your wang.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like the penis tricks. Like, isn't there a show like that where a guy's like, look, now it's a hot dog or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
God.
That's, those are shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, tugboat or sailboat.
It's called Wang Attraction.
The sacks all
check
along.
It out. It's on Netflix.
They call them twinfluencers on this.
Yeah.
Story.
Oh, yeah. And they're both hot. So, yeah, twinfluencers.
There's no way they're fun to hang out with.
No.
The influencer twins. And look, our house is the same.
How long, if you were with someone who that was their job, they were an influencer.
They're bringing in money. I don't care.
I understand that, but how long would it take for you to get really sick of? Hold on, we got to post this.
7 seconds.
Exactly.
You wouldn't show your feet, push. You could be raking it in by now, man.
Oh God, it's so much work.
I already have a job.
You
could have been making some extra cash with your feet.
I could have been
big ham hocks, man. Yeah.
It just is so much work.
Yeah, I've never hung out with an influencer, but I imagine you got to stop and photograph or video everything along
Sunset
the way.
Sunset hard hands.
Yeah, take
the picture. You also have to have a gimmick.
Take the picture.
To make any money, you have to have a gimmick of some sort, right? And
yeah.
They do. They're twins. Yeah.
Well, you got to have
something
that will attract followers. You got to get hundreds of thousands, millions of followers before you can actually make any cash off of it.
They're like, don't take a bite of that Whopper Jr.
Right. I'm taking a photo of it. Yeah, Nick, you're an influencer. You're a fast food influencer right now, you know?
I miss the hard hands sunset
it's
girl.
It's definitely something.
Haven't seen that commercial in a while.
No.
What was
Which
it?
One?
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, some chicken fries or something.
You don't remember that? Super hot blonde chick who was an influencer.
And yeah, she, you did tell me about her.
She
I remember
yells
her,
at her boyfriend, take the picture! She turned into a shrew all
like
of a
her.
Sudden.
I kind of remember her, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was completely hot, and then she turns into a complete bitch at the end of the
Rolled chicken tacos from Taco Bell. That was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Those sound pretty good.
Once again, Nick's still hungry.
We talk about food all the time. I'm hungry, too, when we talk about it here.
Abigail Klein, Todd. Yeah. That was her name. That was the actress's name. You can look her up.
I might do that.
I'm assuming you will.
Some guy emailed and said that I feel bad when I tell the joke, but he actually laughed at it, and he's got type 2 diabetes. The A1C bit, you know.
Yeah. Does he manage it well?
Big story, little story to tell. He didn't say how he manages it, but he says he likes when I say they should be in an A1C commercial, you know. And I apologize for that joke. Everybody could lose some weight. I know I could, and I get that. But but if you laugh, you're playing along, so that's all that matters to me. All right. Appreciate that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another guy said a good point about standard time, too, which is screwing us up here, this crap we're dealing with now. It costs a lot more because we're leaving the lights on earlier.
Mm, no doubt.
You know, right. I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Although some of us live in houses where the lights are just on no matter what.
Are you bitching about your wife and your daughter?
Well, no,
it sounds like
a little.
Are you the guy that walks around? Yeah.
I am. I like just natural sunlight during the day. I don't think if there's natural sunlight, why do we need the lights on?
This is a really dark room.
I think as a dad, that's part of your job is just walking around the house and turning the lights off.
It apparently is.
We're not air conditioning the outside, that old bit, right?
Right. Okay. You got a bitch the whole time you're doing it.
Yeah. Nobody's even in here. You can turn that one off.
Turning off lights and closing the doors.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that, it's mostly closed. Well, just latch it. Just push it on.
Cabinets. I can't stand when somebody leaves a cabinet door open.
That's generally not a problem in our house. It happens rarely.
But it's like you could not really, you couldn't care less.
No.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, grab the plate, done.
Yeah. No. Too much effort to close the damn door. Yeah. That's been me, I think. I don't mean
it's a hazard.
You don't eat the sandwich off your chest.
Yeah.
It's a hazard because, you ever stood up and hit your head on a cabinet door?
Oh, yes.
God, that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of weight, there was a guy on a dating app called Hinge that this woman posted. This is one of those Reddit things. A woman posted her picture, and he said he liked what he looked, but he'll check back in when she loses weight.
Oh, I think
He said, basically, I'll follow your weight loss journey.
He wanted to stay in casual contact.
Casual contact until she loses weight.
Until she lost some weight?
What?
Whoa.
That sounds like Jimmy Casino right there, man.
It really does.
Hard pass.
I mean, if you were hotter,
imagine typing that out. First of all, even if you think that, you can't type it out because the bottom line is she's never going to call you back.
People have no filter when they're typing something into an app or online.
Dating apps are just brutal. People put themselves out there like that. It's just got to be bad, man. And there's got to be crazy chicks out there, the hammer dudes, too, you know?
Yeah.
Call me back when you lose the gut, you know? Great.
Okay, so I'm not calling you back,
right.
Huh?
Not going to happen.
So this is goodbye forever?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I would guess that guys are meaner when it comes to situations.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I like to spread it around a little bit.
No doubt.
I'm sure some women could be mean, too.
No doubt.
You know.
We're pigs when it comes to that.
No, was it Billie Eilish?
Yeah, she's
a
thing.
Look up her recent quote. I just saw it yesterday about body shaming. I just saw the quote yesterday, and she makes a lot of sense, but I also think that women say they like the dad bod and stuff like that, but they'd rather have you not have a dad bod. They say it. They say it.
I think we read words to the effect that some hard-bodied dude, they'd like him for a night, but for
I read that this morning.
Relationship, they want a dad.
There's a recent quote.
Well, this Billie Eilish talking to Variety.
This
said,
is it. Yes.
For years, almost exclusively wore baggy clothes that concealed her figure. She said she struggled with her looks and identity because she's never felt desired or desirable.
I was wondering why she wore the baggy clothes because I thought she just did. That was just one of her looks.
She's
obviously not a big girl.
She says she's never felt like a woman, never felt desirable, never felt feminine. She has to convince herself that she's a pretty girl. And she is a pretty girl.
Oh, very much.
She's very pretty, yeah. That's not the line, though. It talks about bodies.
Still getting to the bottom.
Yeah, okay. But it was a quote. We'll try to find it after the break because I think we can do that. And it was a quote about basically guys can get – women can't get away with anything, but guys can. And she goes, that's because we don't care. We love you for who you are. It's pretty much putting
they're better
it all
people
on
than
shit.
Us.
Yeah.
That's not every woman.
I don't think it's every woman at all. No. No.
Is this the quote you're looking for?
What is it? Yeah. They just want a dude who's kind of like plumped up and like, he's comfortable.
If I wore a dress to something, I would be hated for it. It would be like, you've changed. How dare you do what you've always rebelled against?
Oh, no, this isn't it. She's done hammering herself in that quote. Yeah. It's more about how women are body shamed, but guys can be anything. They can be ripped. They can be skinny. They can have a dad bod. And it doesn't matter because women still like them. Yeah.
I'm all right, here's another quote that might be the one.
Right.
There was a point last year where I was naked and I didn't recognize my body because I hadn't seen it in a while.
No, that's your
I
reading
would
your
see
own
it
quote.
Sometimes and be like, whose body is that? Then she continues. It's not that I like my body now. I'm just a bit more okay with it.
Does she not have a mirror in her bathroom?
That's not it, man. Well, a lot of people don't look at themselves naked much, you know.
I try not to, but I'm never going to look down and be like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah. There's a wiener down there.
Once in a while, I catch a glimpse. Yeah.
Hey, you.
But I don't stare.
No. When's the last time you stood in front of the mirror naked and just looked at yourself?
That'd be rude.
No, why do that to yourself?
I know.
Life's hard enough.
Yeah. You're right. You don't need that. You don't need that. Okay. I mean, you walk around naked in front of your wife, you don't care about that, but you won't look, just look in the mirror and yourself. Like,
no,
I'll let her stare at that.
You don't even want to do that to her.
Aren't you glad you locked this down?
You had the quote finally?
Here it is. Nobody ever says a thing about men's bodies. If you're muscular, cool. If you're not, cool. If you're rail thin, cool. If you have a dad bod, cool. If you're pudgy, love it. Everybody's happy with it. You know why? Because girls are nice. They don't give an F because we see people for who they are.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah.
Well,
she's right.
That's a general quote. I agree with her to a little bit, but there's women also are going to not want the guy that looks like that.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Women can be catty, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can be.
But by and large,
that was a quote. Thank
worse.
You, Puss. That was a quote. I read
in general.
Right.
Yeah.
She's right.
Next time when we play this game, we're just going to have the guy who read it the first time look up the quote.
Well, I that's what you do. You look up stuff. I'm bad at typing, and I just remember stuff.
No, that's not it. No, that's not it. No, that's not it.
Well, you got it right. I enjoyed all the other quotes, though. You know, I enjoyed talking about himself naked.
Got it on that fifth try, man.
Look himself naked and say, well, I haven't seen this in a while. Hey, there's a penis there. What's up with that?
Surprise.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.